This year, because there's no money in a lot of the other crops, cotton prices are low. We've got farmers growing peanuts after peanuts or shortening up their rotations, and that down the road is going to hurt them. They're going to have a reduced yield in the future, maybe next year or the year after. It's going to cost them. But right now, you know, this year they're saying, well, I can't make money on anything else. So we're saying that, you know, that's one of the best practices that they can continue to do to make money, even if they have to get a neighbor that's got cattle to come in and have cattle on other parts of their row crop land.
Nematodes are always a concern, and Dr. Wright says getting out of a good rotation can mean trouble with them.
If you do get out of a proper rotation, you are going to, in most cases, have to use a nematicide. However, with a good rotation, you don't need a nematicide because nematode levels stay lower. All of the microbial population that are indicators of soil health are higher, higher behind cover crops, even higher behind cover crops that have been grazed. You know, there's many, many factors that we try to explain why you need to stay in a good rotation like that.